5 years ago, nations and corporations signed a pledge to cut deforestation in half by 2020. Their report card is now out, and it is not good. Deforestation around the globe has actually increased by more than 40%. To make that visual, it'd be like every year an area of forest the size of the United Kingdom disappearing. Stephanie Rowe is one of the lead authors of that report. She's a research scientist at the University of Virginia. Rowe says cutting down forests continues to be more lucrative than keeping them standing.
Just looking at the economic development in tropical countries, for example, you can clearly see this disparity. There are billions of dollars of finance going towards forest-destroying activities, for example, commercial agriculture, and only about 1.5% of development finance actually goes towards forest protection and restoration.
So just to be clear, what's at stake if deforestation continues?
What's at stake here is the future of our climate and the future of our biodiversity, as well as the fact that the planet becomes a lot warmer and more uncomfortable to live in. Forests contribute to making the planet warmer because it contributes about 10% of total emissions from deforestation, but it also absorbs 30% of all anthropogenic emissions currently. So there's a lot at stake in terms of what happens if we continue to deforest the way we have.
There are some success stories in your report. Indonesia is one of them. What are the reforms there that are making a difference?
So Indonesia is a standout example of the progress that can be made with deforestation down more than about 30% since 2016. And mostly government action has been central in making that change because they enacted a moratorium on peatland conversion. So peatlands currently store the most carbon of any forest globally. And the government has made a policy essentially to halt all conversion of peatlands. But I do want to add, however, that there are reports over the last couple of days of forest fires currently in Indonesia. So while we should really celebrate the positive progress that Indonesia is making, we can't turn our back. We have to continue to monitor the state of forests and accelerate action as much as possible.
Now, this report that you were part of was released in the lead up to this big UN climate summit that's happening in New York as part of the General Assembly in about 10 days or so. The UN Secretary General is going to be asking countries to make newer, even more ambitious policies. And your report suggests that the promises made 5 years ago in the New York Declaration of Forests did not have much of an impact. Does your report tell us anything about how these big agreements work or apparently are not working?
In 2015, during the Paris Agreement, many countries did include land and specifically addressing deforestation and forest restoration in their nationally determined contributions, which are pledges that countries are making to reduce their emissions. But the ambition was not as high as, you know, it should have been. And also, they really weren't quantified. So they weren't concrete actions on what exactly they were going to be doing to address deforestation and forest restoration. And the fact that the report paints a pretty grim picture of progress so far, I think we hope that it serves as a wake-up call for these governments and businesses as they enter the discussions at the UN Climate Summit.
Stephanie Rowe is a research scientist at the University of Virginia and one of the lead authors of the New York Declaration on Forests Assessment Report. Stephanie, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.